Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Adrian LaFrance-Wells, downtown manager of West Monroe, and Christopher Kelly, the events manager for the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. And guys, thanks for being with me today on Lanyap. Adrian, you've got an event that is coming up, and it all sort of revolves around COVID-19 and the fact we're all locked in our houses and can't go out anywhere. Tell me what you've got happening.
That's right, Corey. So I think it's important to say right off the bat, this is a virtual event, and it's a way that we can all support our small businesses. So we're hosting a virtual sidewalk sale. The theme is moms, dads, and grads. It will be this Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can tune in on Facebook. It will have downtown West Monroe merchants as well as some other merchants that are small businesses.
Now, we'll get to the technical part in a minute because I've got questions about that. But Christopher Kelly joins us. And Christopher, you're with the Chamber of Commerce. The local guys are hurting right now. You know, businesses have been shut down here for weeks and weeks and weeks, and a lot of businesses have a very thin margin. It's important right now to shop with our local places, right?
Absolutely. It's important for us to support our small businesses who are our innovators in our community. They're always the people that we count on to support our community. You know, every Little League team hits up our small businesses. And this is a way to tangibly support your neighbors that are here in our community that unfortunately are going through a rough time. They're a major source of employers in our community. So just by spending that money locally, we're retaining 68 cents on the dollar in our local economy instead of a much smaller proportion. And it's, let's say if you did online shopping somewhere else, it would be 0%. So help our local merchants, help our local guys that support us back by shopping at this unique virtual sale.
Now it's moms, dads, and grads. Adrian, let me ask you, how does virtual shopping work? Is it kind of like watching QVC and you say, I want that? How does this all work?
Well, Corey, that is a great question. We have all had to be very creative and think outside the box these days. I have been so proud of many of my merchants downtown because they have truly been innovative in their business models. A lot of them have had to completely change the way that they do business. They're doing Facebook Live. They're doing pre-recorded videos for this. We're even doing some slideshows with pictures. So there are a number of ways that they're putting that content out there, and curbside is, of course, the option for curbside pickup, for picking up your merchandise. And the way that you are notified about this event is you go on to the event page and click going, and then you'll be notified of when people go live. So that's the way to participate.
Well, let me mention that page that we're talking about. If you go to shopwest.biz, that will get you to the right place. Just shopwest.biz, and we'll say that again at the end of this interview, to support our local community businesses that are over in the West Monroe area. Christopher, you and I were talking just a minute ago, and the event's called Moms, Dads, and Grads, and it dawned on me that I was thinking about how many envelopes I got that were a gift certificate, or they were a $10 bill or whatever, and all the gifts I got a long time ago when I graduated high school. This has got to be a hard time for the grads, and this is a way that you can support local business. And don't forget about those people, even though they don't have a graduation, you probably still need to send them all a gift.
Yeah, so absolutely. You know, it is sad that many graduations are going to be in a different form at the very minimum. And so, you know, make that graduate in your life feel special. Help reach out to a local vendor for even a gift card. Hey, graduates love those gift cards. Support your local merchant or find an innovative, a unique product, because our local merchants have, you know, a dynamic range of merchandise that's unique to this area, and they'd be proud for you to pick up the phone, call them during this event when you see something you're interested in, and they'll even make gift baskets for you. We have a huge diversity of vendors involved, everything from furniture stores to women's boutiques and everything else in between. And we're really proud of the diversity of our small businesses that are involved in this event. There literally is something for everything. Your mother's for Mother's Day, father's for Father's Day is on the horizon, but don't forget those awesome graduates that are here.
Adrian, businesses, again, you know, hit hard, and really there's a lot of uncertainty as to how many businesses will make it through this rough spot. And I guess there's some uncertainty right now as to when businesses will be able to get back to the way things used to be. What are you hearing from your merchants? What kind of stories are they saying right now, and how are they able to survive this little rough spot that we're in?
Well, we're trying to figure out how to transition right now. Of course, I'm passing out masks to my merchants. The city secured a donation of masks, and our businesses were a big priority in distributing those masks. So most of my downtown merchants, a lot of times I can't give them every mask that they're asking for, but I'm giving them some to get them started because it is required for them to wear masks. So, you know, we're talking about what it is that makes them feel comfortable, what it is that makes their customers feel comfortable. And we really need customers to wear masks as well if they're out in public. That's one thing that our governor has asked. So, you know, this is a new normal, and we're all going to learn what it's like. I feel like VIP and reservations as far as shopping time are going to be a big point in retail. And please join us for this virtual sidewalk sale.
And Chris, once again, the sidewalk sale is when, and what is the website for people to go to?
So this Friday, May 1st, from 11 to 4, and you can find all the information at shopwest.biz. That's shopwest.biz. Take you straight to that Facebook event, so there's no searching that you have to do.
That'll get you to the website. Adrian LaFrance-Wells, Christopher Kelly, they've been with us. Thank you for listening to Lanyap. To find out more about this and others, visit our website at kedm.org.